Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
Sweet Baby James bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. By the way, I have a fan page on Facebook. It's at Small Business Advocate, facebook.com/smallbusinessadvocate. And on Twitter, it's at Jim Blasingame. So check that out. Having a great visit with our good friend Bob Bly. Robert W. Bly is the author of Magnetic Selling, also the Marketing Plan Handbook, also Make Every Second Count. The list goes on and on, all the books he's written. We're talking about how the tools have changed, the way you create a comprehensive, you know, maybe even a blitz. We used to call them blitzes, didn't we, Bob? Marketing blitz, advertising blitz, I should say. But the tools have changed, the platforms have changed, we've added some new ones, but we really haven't, if you think about it, with all the internet has done, it hasn't really done away with any of the old platforms, the traditional platforms. It's just changed the way they're part of the mix, hasn't it?
Everybody, when there's a major new technology, predicts that it will replace the old one, and it never happened.
Radio didn't replace anything. Television, everybody thought radio was history when television came in, but that's not, that clearly wasn't the case.
Yeah, I mean, they thought when Edison invented the sound recording machine that it would eliminate textbooks because you could have your book on a sound recording.
Right. Well, and I'd like to stick another thing in here. Let's not forget one thing. Face-to-face is still the original social media. And long after we have continue to have these new shiny objects that come along, like the internet did, like social media is, et cetera, face-to-face will still be a big deal. And so I want to stick that in there, too. But let's talk about the mix that we have these days if you're trying to decide how to reach customers. Talk to us about that a little bit, Bob.
Well, it's everything that we had, plus email marketing, plus the web and websites, plus social media. I think that covers it.
So years ago, Bob, you and I used to talk about how far behind, how unprepared, unqualified most small business owners, and folks, I'm not dissing you. I'm throwing myself in the mix there too. How most small business owners are not very good at marketing. Now it's gotten more complicated. How do we deal with all this?
I think you have to take on the new media selectively. You can't learn everything in a week. Social media, when you dig into it, is actually somewhat complex. So pick one thing first. I would start with your website. How can you make your website, instead of just a billboard, how can you make it more of a lead-generating or business-getting tool?
Right.
And there's lots of techniques for that.
Also a distribution center. I've been saying, Bob, that your website is becoming less of a destination and more of a distribution center, meaning people are saying, hey, I like your site, but whenever you got something new, I'm not going to come back. I want you to send it to me. Follow me home.
Yes, you want people to subscribe to an RSS feed, so they, in essence, subscribe to your blog and your website.
Right, exactly. So talk to us some more about how we can put all this together. I mean, I would not recommend to a company that they just do advertising on the internet unless they are purely, an internet company. They're not based anywhere. They're just trying to do like an eBay person, eBay seller. That's different. But if you're planted in the ground somewhere and you have a marketplace that you operate out of, the internet is great because you can do local. You can do local now too, as you know, online. But that's not going to be enough, is it? You need to get out into the other medias.
Well, people are tempted to put everything on the internet because in their mind they say, well, it's free. But it's not free. It has a very real cost. Email marketing, for example, is when you rent lists, is quite expensive.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it is and very you can get a lot for your money on the internet, but
certain industries where the internet has not caught on. I do a lot in insurance direct marketing, and insurance direct mail is the workhorse, has always been.
Still is,
now.
Really. I'll be done. That's very interesting. So what do you tell people? What's your advice to folks about how to choose a mix?
Well, I say you have to sit down and make a plan. You just can't pick and choose anymore because there's so many choices, and you won't do it in a balanced or integrated fashion. That's why I wrote the Marketing Plan Handbook, to put together a program, given your limited time and resources, and how are you going to allocate and divide those?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and what you can do is, what I would do is I would use traditional media to find people. If I were a Main Street market, a small business, I would use more the traditional media to find to help people in the market find me, and then I would use the technology to keep them.
That's pretty accurate of how the major companies are doing it. They use print media and traditional media for what they call customer acquisition, and then as soon as they get a customer, they try to switch her over to the electronic marketing,
right,
as soon as possible, because it's much easier and less expensive to keep in touch with a customer through email or a blog than it is through print.
Right. Yeah. So you capture them, say with a mix, but heavy on the traditional, and then you continue to connect with them and love them up, so to speak, make them part of your community and you part of theirs through the technology, through email, through Facebook, Twitter, et cetera. And so I think that's a great strategy, folks. Tintail, more to come after these messages with our good friend Robert W. Bly.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.